According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants, and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant. Listen and be blessed.
Amen. Let me tell you, for a woman, not to really understand what your husband is doing part-time, it can be so painful, but heaven is helping us. Heaven is helping me, but I have learned something that if one is not careful, you will become offended. And when you are offended, the spirit will cast you out. So for you to be blessed, you have to journey the journey. He will tell you it is not, my husband will never say my assembly. The flock of God that is over. They don't belong to him. He will tell you, it is not compulsory, I'm your pastor. If I can't pastor you, so go and look for your pastor. Yes, that's what he says. Because he just realized that everybody himself is part of the flock. God just granted me grace to be leading his flock. And I want to say this to pastors. Please, flock are not your flock. Flock are God's flock. You are a shepherd under the chief shepherd. Deliver as one that is accountable to the chief shepherd. Don't own anybody. Whether they are doing well, children grow different ways. Some are sharp. And if you are not careful, you like the sharp one more than the slow ones. But every child has his or her own gifts and their timings. Some, as they are speaking it, they are picking it up. Some are not. But that does not mean God has thrown them away. Don't throw anybody away. The person you think that is not responding today, you don't know what it's going to be to you tomorrow. We have journeyed this far by his help. Some people you meet, they say, this one, no. Ministry material. Before you know it, ministry material has disappeared. And the one you are thinking, this one, well, you can't chase anybody from the house of God. Those will be the people that will not be responsible. So you don't use eyes to judge anybody. Don't fear, this one is great. He loves God. Forget it. You don't know who loves God until time passes over things. I want to encourage us. This race is not our race. Somebody is watching over this whole program. Somebody is in charge. We are not in charge. You are just somebody that God has laid hold on to use for himself. And we should see ourselves like that. You are not to control anybody. You know, it's easy to control people. Very easy. But when you are controlled, you are using a witchcraft spirit. It's wrong. Let people grow freely under you and under God. Don't plan their lives. Don't plan the lives of your children. Don't feel like I wanted to be a lawyer. I never became a lawyer, so my daughter should be a lawyer, or my son should be a lawyer. And start calling him lawyer from the beginning. You are controlling their life. For example, I wanted to do law. The neighbor permitted it. At times, I just look at it. Thank God I did not do law. If I do law with this, my kind of person, I don't know what would have become of the work. But thank when God Evangeline is doing law, there was no day I told her, go and do law. Is your life, is my life. Live your life under God. I will live mine under God. So, one thing I see, this theme, the overcomers, is that God is declaring the end of the old journey to us. But actually, it's not just a theme, it's a life they are spelling out for us. That this is what we want. It is not eternal life's meeting. It is a meeting meant for the body. It's a meeting where God is saying, this is my heart's desire. Can you join me? When I was looking at this meeting, I just see God going back to Genesis from the beginning. His intention for man is to make man in his image and after his likeness. Hallelujah. And he's still on this same intention. He has not changed his mind. God is not man that changes his mind. God remains God. God is constant. God does not change. Your situation does not change God. He remains God. What he wants us to learn is to learn that he's much more than what we think he is. God reveals himself per time. But at that time that he's showing himself, that's who he is. But that is not all of God. The mercy of the Lord has found our generation. Mercy has found our generation. When we look at how far we have come and where we have gotten into, you know that this is God. Not man trying to plan anything. The devil needs your hand in the whole matter. He's not in charge of any church, but he's in charge of all the churches. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a hope. And what's our hope? We have a hope that all of us, you see, that you are hearing this message is not a mistake. You have been chosen, you have been called, you have been numbered to be part of this group. And the end of the matter is that all of us will become the overcomers. It's not anything that man is planning, it's God bringing to pass what he has decided. What God is revealing to us at this time has never been like this. God has just been able to find some people that he can speak his heart to. Some people that can journey with him. Like they've been saying, we are the first fruits. Please register your name here. Before Life Campaign, I was telling people, I said, come, there's a feast they're preparing for us. Sit at this table. Eat from this table. Because the strength we are going to get from this table is going to take us far. Hallelujah. Anytime we gather to the table of the Lord. The ministers he uses for us, that the men and women he has raised to help him to build his house. Matthew 16:16. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Our father was teaching us, he said, thou art the Christ. There is the Christ. And there is the Son of the living God. Now, the Christ is a foundation. If man has not fallen, there will not be reason where to bring forth the Christ. But because man fell, Christ had to come into manifestation. He is the foundation. Now, learning about Christ himself is a lot of work. Hallelujah. Christ is to help us to deal with some sins, but not all the sins. The Son of the Living God is another personality that is to help us to deal. See, when you say the Son, when you talk about Son, you're talking about there is a Father somewhere. You don't have a Son without a Father. Is there anybody without a Father here? No, no. The Father is there. The Son is the one that knows his Father. He's the one that is revealing the Father to us. So, he's the Son of the Living God. There's the Living God, there's the true God. In Jesus. Jesus became all. Hebrews 12, chapter 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. It's all about Jesus. He's Jesus Christ. Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Jesus that became the true God. It's all about Jesus. He said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It's all about Jesus. The author, the finisher of our faith. The faith we've been talking about, he authored it. He finished it. He said, who for the joy that was set. He did all things with joy. He did not go through complaining. He saw it. With joy, he ran the race. He was, that was set before him, endured the cross. You see, the cross is the place where he dealt with the sin of man. He was a sinless man that died for men. Hallelujah. The cross is a place of shame. When they take Jesus' picture nowadays, you know, on the cross, they just do something to cover him. He died naked on the cross for you and for me. He said, despising the shame. After he did, he's now set down. He didn't say sit down. Set down. When you are set, you are set. You take a place of being set after you have overcome. You are set. On the right hand of the throne of God. The throne of God is not a seat. God is a throne. A person is a throne. He said, I got to prepare a place for you. What he did is to make himself a boy. A botonru ongongon lebo. He's a sacrifice that was made. Jesus became all. And the Godhead knew no one can save man except themselves. So they had to send him to come and show man how to journey from being flesh to the spirit. Jesus grew with that an encourager. Somebody say, I'm not going to stop because nobody, you're not calling me. You're not yet ready. You're still waiting for somebody to call you. You don't know who you have met. There was no encourager when he was growing up. The Bible talked about him being, he grew out of a dry ground. Dry. And he grew. Don't ever think because he's God. He came as a man. He discovered himself along the way. When he was young, he did not do any miracle. He was growing. When he was now 30, that can represent his father. That was when they showed him to the world. But they kept him for 30 years, raising him as the perfect example that can carry God. Some of us just knew Jesus 5 years ago. You want to go and manifest. Manifest what? What do you know? Especially this generation, instant generation, instant noodles, instant this, instant. God is not instant. God is a process. Sit down and learn. What do you know? You want to go and shout. God is not looking for somebody that is going to shout. He's looking for men that can carry him and represent him. Men, not children. Your generation, you have a very funny generation. I am led of the spirit, and I want to wonder which spirit is leading you. Spirit does not lead children. He leads sons. Before you become a son, you have to grow up. You that you cannot decide the course you want to do. You see your parents saying this is what you are going to do. You are not being led. You are not led, though. Go and sit down and learn. Some of our parents, I'm talking to parents, I'm talking to everybody. You are too overburdened. You want to direct the lives of your children. Why? If God told you some things about them, did he tell you everything about them? Some children, when they are born, prophecies go out. Good ones. But those children, they're worse dangers than others. Because as they are declaring, heaven, the devil is hearing. So you will go after them to make sure that they don't become. So you have to war more on those children than others. And my husband always says something. It's always natural before spiritual. No matter if you are born by the bishop, you still be a natural person. Yeah. Upon the prophecies on your life, you have to fight more, sir. You have to fight more, ma. You say, God said, this is who you are. And you keep telling you, just say, this, you are. If you are not careful, you will raise men that are full of themselves in your house. There is time for everything. You can't be calling a child that's just born and calling him Baba, Baba, Tani. Some Babas are... There was a time we had so many Babas. 12-year-old Baba. Baba. They are gone. They are gone. They've been eaten up by the enemy. If you have Baba in your house, keep your Baba in your house. And let the Baba learn how to respect people. Let him learn how to greet people. I see something in this house. A child, you must know how to greet. That's part of our culture. Can't come and hug me. Kneel down. Prostrate. You are a child, you are still growing. Some children will pass by you, their parents will hold them. They can't even say good morning. Culture, them, some things you must put in them. It is not old school to tell your children to greet people. It's not old school. Greetings is part of spiritual things that we learn. Hallelujah. Say, I'm okay. Can you tell me what you walk on Lomadenshi? I had an experience not too long ago. A child, I was just talking to the child. Let the child go and say, the mother said, you won't see that. I just picked the child. I took the child outside, beat him. I said, keep quiet. Beat him the second round. Third time, I beat him again. He now kept quiet. I said, give him water to drink. I gave him water the first time. You want more water? He drank water again. He went and sat down. During the meeting, he slept off. Since that day, when he sees me, he goes on his and greets me. You think he will hate me? He not, they're not those who love them. He, anytime he sees me, he goes down to greet me. Children, they know what they don't ever feel that they are young. Omode lonche, ha! You are raising evil in your house. I say, omode lonche. At times I say, God, thank you that you gave me children. Because some people that felt that this woman is a witch. Because of the way I do things. My husband will see you and pass. I will not pass. I will talk my talk. But the funniest thing is this, that you don't know. My husband is tougher than me. Those who know, they know. I'm the one that will shout, hey, hey, hey. He will not shout. Waiting for your day of the fullness of your cup. But one thing we must know. You see, God that made us male and female did not make a mistake. What I can do, he cannot do it. And what he can do, I cannot do it. Know your place and fix. Get fixed up and do what God has called you to do. There is a lot in our community that we need to do. We are raising many children. These children, they are the future of this gospel. If they are not well raised, they can't carry God. A child you have not trained, God will not take him from you. He's the one you raise for him that he will collect. But as you are raising him, put it in your mind, he's going to collect them. So don't put your life around your children. I feel like you see this thing, my children. Hey, he knows what he's planning. Just align with God and let God have his perfect way in your homes. Here we operate households. There are so many people that are not your biological children, they're in your household. And we expect you to train them for us. Hallelujah. So many people grew in my household and they are still growing there. Pastor Alfred, Pastor Dixon, Pastor Adisa, Pastor Lydia, Pastor Favor, Pastor Fola. You know, the beautiful thing that our house, God has so much helped us. Pastor Alfred and Lydia, they were into a relationship and nobody knew. And they were staying under my house. Yes, Pastor Niyi, Pastor Favor, yes. Nobody knew. What are they in? You now serve his food separate. Sisters. You are guiding your own. Who said it's your own? Hallelujah. The house was healthy. There was no corner. Say, hey, who is there? Hey, what are you doing there? What are you doing in the dark? No, we had peace. Because God himself was in control of the house. And today, they are better for it. These are men that my husband can say, go and do this. And he will sleep. They will do it exact. Because God has helped to raise them. Don't be too... Some of you can't release your children. Ediaka gone. My... Joshua, at 3, I sent him to Lagos to go and visit somebody. 3 years. And I did not feel anything. Yes. I did not feel... It's not that I am not wicked. But I learned to live my life outside their life. They are not the extension of my life. God has made them and is going to lead them the way he wants. So let's be healthy. Don't be overburdened for your children. Who gave them to you? You're a caretaker. Let the owner manage his own people. And at the end, all of us will be healthy. I just want to encourage all of us. You see, the words we are hearing, they are not ordinary words. Let them have a place to sit in us. That God can be seen in our generation. Our life is not a life I live in church. It's a life you live outside there. Church, all of us are holy and beautiful and handsome. Outside, who are you? This meeting is rounding off gradually. We're going back to where we came from. What are you taking back to where you came from? Are men going to seek God better in your life? Or is it the same you that used to fight that will go back? So then when we're growing up, some particular church, I won't mention any church name, they'll tell you, Christianity is not stupidity when they're fetching water and they'll be fighting. And what is not Christianity? No. When you have Christ, you should deal with some things in you. You shouldn't be found fighting. I say, Sister Otito, Sister Oyekojuti. No. Some things should not be found with us. When you are going, don't feel like they don't know me here. Ah, yeah, let them. Somebody will just call you one day. I failed here. But you're supposed to be an overcomer. There are times people will do something, you'll be so angry. But Christ in you should arise. I say, no, no, no. He can even tell you, go and apologize. Please go and apologize. This life is not easy, but it's achievable. As you are going, so many things are going to try you. They know you have been with the Lord 7 days. Woo! Calm down. We are here waiting for you. But as you are going with the consciousness of, I am a new being. I have met Christ. And I should not live below the expectation of being Christ. I should carry him with honor. I should carry him with respect. My name should not be mentioned where they are crossing Prolay. Because I have Christ. You can't find Christ fighting. He doesn't. The only time he beat them up, he didn't fight. Oh. He beat them up in the temple. And all of them fled. They knew it was a holy anger. No one could challenge him. Because they knew he was jealous for the house of his father. And after that, you never heard any other one. So don't be, Jesus. Jesus did not, you physical like boxing. He was not a boxer. But do you know that Jesus was a very strong man? In those days, to be a carpenter, they go to the wood and cut wood, bring it them on their shoulders home, carve them to what they want to make. A lazy man cannot do that work. If he has not learned to carry wood, how will he have been able to carry cross? They raised him. Heaven planned. Why didn't they put him in a rich man's family? They know he won't achieve what they want to achieve. I said that you are born in a particular, whether you're a Muslim or whatever, is not the wahala. The wahala is, which choice are you making? Every single one of us, we have to make that choice to follow. Not minding where you are coming from. Whether you are rich or you are poor, it does not matter. What matters is, what are you doing with your life now? Some people say, my father did not permit, like mama was saying, my mom did not permit me. Hey, when you stand, you won't stand with your father. You will stand alone. All of us, we had to do that fight. And they won't permit me to come. You must know who you have believed. If you don't know him, now forget that you become the overcomer. Overcomer, you have to overcome in different ways. In the homes, with your parents, they should know you. Some of you can't even speak in the house. You are too fearful. You now want to go and publicize Jesus in the street. Possible. They must know you first in your house. Not by fighting them. You're not fighting anybody. Hallelujah. If your parents says, if you don't follow me to church, I won't pay your school fees. You need them to pay school fees. Oh. Go to church. And in the church, pray your prayer to your father. And one day, your father will deliver you. Don't fight anybody. Hallelujah. The God that called you, he knows how to help you. He has helped all of us and he's still helping us. The Holy Spirit is called help. He knows what to tell you. You know, they say, don't speak, don't speak. When they say, don't speak, don't start boasting. You see my Jesus. You say, don't speak, keep quiet. And when it's time to speak, speak, speak. And at the end, you know, in those things, they are helping to raise us. You are raising us. You are becoming who they want you to be in them. Not to be in your parents' vision. Parents, you have visions for your children. I bet drop them. You are not God. Let them find out who they are in God. And the grace to do, they will find, because that is who they've been made to be. You can only help them. Pray for them. When you think it's a mistake that will be costly, you can tell them, don't take this decision. No. But when you know it's a mistake that will not take their life, let them make it. They will learn. You are not there to answer. Daddy said he told one of the children, could say, look unto your father who is in heaven. Not me. I am a father, yes. But a time comes, you have to learn about your father. You to him, you are not a grandchild. He's your father. He's the father of your father, but he's not your grandfather. He's your father. Know your father. Follow your father. And as we journey the journey, we all become the overcomers. God needs all of us. That you are hearing, you are blessed. Don't go away not remembering that there is a reason why you are alive. Why you are alive is not to be an engineer or a doctor or a nurse. You are alive for a purpose. And your purpose is to inherit God. Your purpose is to become the overcomer. So do all you can to make sure you arrive at your destination. Our destination is God. Hallelujah. And God himself will help all of us. This call that we are hearing, we will respond. You'll be men and women that God can rest in. This is some men and women, male and female. Have you ever heard about female Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost is Holy Ghost in male and female. So don't ever feel, sister, don't feel like my brothers are there. Rao. Whatever you have been chosen to do, do it well under the Holy Ghost. Because you will have the reward for whatever you have done in the body. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God because God is so much interested in our generation. And he's bringing himself to us at this season that we can be part of him. Both male and female. Men, thank God for them. They have strength. Always make this example. Females are weaker vessels. Men are weak vessels. Nobody is strong except God. So plus weak and weaker, we need the one that is strong. So don't sit and say, I'm a weak. Who said? Let's stop lying to ourselves. Come up. Take your place. God has used many women in the ages past. And Daddy said something. He said it a long time too. He said, in this last age, God is interested in women and children and singles. So don't ever feel I'm still a single person. Take your place. I tell people, I say God cannot raise a man or a woman, singles now, and give them to a man or a woman that is going nowhere. It's whatever you deserve that he will give you. If you are going nowhere, he will give you someone that is going nowhere. If you are going somewhere, you give you someone that's going somewhere. so that both of you can arrive in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all he's doing in this season. I'm just here to encourage you. Please go back. Think on these things. We have a lot to think on. Think on them. And watch over them. Make sure they become a reality in you. God is able to help all of us. But God does not force anybody. You will willingly lay down your life. And he will willingly give you his life. He does not force his life down anybody's throat. Because if he does that, he knows you will not go far. He knows man. But when you yield yourself to him, then he will give you himself. And you become a better person. Hallelujah. God is working on all of us. Whether you're a pastor, whoever you are, God is working. Because we are not yet finished. We are not yet a finished product. But some are ahead of us. But that they are ahead of us does not mean they are already finished. All of us, Pastor, has he finished the work in you? Pastor Tosi. But maybe it's only me. Me, I know he hasn't finished. He's still working. You can be better. Because you have better promises. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is calling all. There's nobody is leaving behind. Please don't be left behind. The journey is on. Join this train. Let's keep moving together. For day to day, things are changing. But you only know when you are in the company of those who are moving. If you are not moving, you won't know anything is changing. You just feel things are the way they are 10 years ago. That's not true. Things are changing. Let's be part of what God is doing. And your reward. That we all become the overcomers. Will not elude any one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's appreciate our Father.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.